Hello?
Hello, am I having a word with Ingrid?
Who's this?
This is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm
I was
doing
just opening up
absolutely
your email
great.
right now. No,
And I called you at the right time. I am one of the project
it's fine. I was
managers.
told.
And yep, go ahead.
No, I was told that you were calling me or getting in touch with me within an hour, so thanks for calling.
You're most welcome. Actually, we use a portal that I just sent you the email of to create an account, and that's where we communicate. So I was just having a word with my IT team to have your account signed up. That is why it took a bit longer, but I am hoping that I'm not disturbing you right now and it's a good time.
No, it's fine. I'm literally like, it's a bit cold. I'm under blankets until the heat is turned on, but I'm fine.
Sounds great, sounds great. So let me just give you a brief idea about myself and how we are going to be moving forward. So I am one of the senior project managers here at Penguin Book Writers, and my role would be to be a communication bridge between the production side and you. So I will be the person who will be acquiring and understanding all the work from your end, and I will be having the work done by the production team. So I just wanted to get a brief idea about what the book is about and the whole idea behind writing that. Can you give me a brief idea about that?
Sure. So my name is Ingrid Windsor Joseph. I live in Ottawa, Canada. I have a child of autism. My book is called so the title is still I'm still working on it, but basically it's Pulling a Reverse Karen. So I got a trademark on that. So it's Pulling a Reverse Karen, 800 Strategies to Help Parents of Children and Autism, of Autism. Oh my God, I'm tongue-tied. So 800 strategies to help parents of children with autism and their supports or something like that during times of uncertainty. So still working on that, but that's basically the gist of it. So what it is I talk a very I don't talk as much about me, but I don't have you ever gone to like a menu to a pho restaurant, like a Vietnamese restaurant, and ordered pho? How they have like a menu. So it's kind of like I have about 50 or so chapters, and then I just have like menu items. So I want to use the book as an enrollment tool for coaching. So like if people want to coach, they basically pick the menu item and the chapter. So we could be on the same page. So let's just say your child is a picky eater. It's on chapter 7.804. Aha, like that's what I want to discuss with you, Ingrid. So, I have three children. My oldest one turns 29 in a few weeks, in a few days. Oh my God. So
Oh.
yeah. Yeah. So, I've been through the fire. I've been through the terrible twos three times. So, yeah, on different topics. So that's basically, so what I did, this is, I would say, my life's work. I finished the manuscript a few days ago, and I just want to put something good together. Like right now, like in Canada where I live in Ontario, there's over 60,000 parents that are like without services, that are waitlisted. And I know the numbers are higher in other parts of Canada, especially in rural areas. And it seems to be this way around the world. In the US, 2% of the US population has autism, and it's growing. And I just want to create a tool that I could just put in parents' hands, because I didn't have this when my child was diagnosed. And I think, God put me through this so that I could be of service with other people, because I don't know how I survived this. My child was completely nonverbal. And he got into university in his own right. That's how much work I put in. So I have the strategies, and I believe that with, the proper supports, everybody could thrive and have a great life. So that's my position. I'm here to serve the greater good.
And I legit, when I was hearing the whole story, I was having goosebumps as well. Before I reach towards the next part, I really want to say that you indeed are one strong person, because you know that whatever we go through in our lives, or whatever a person goes through, the challenges in his life, it really takes a strong person to come forward and be a guide or be a helping hand for others. And you thought of it, that itself is a very big thing. So I really want you have my utmost respect for this, and it really is a strong thing that you've done.
This is amazing. It feels good because, like, even today was so terrible. So, like, you know, everything, and, you know, I spoke to Ryan earlier. Like, I was at the bank. They accidentally closed my business account, and everything went wrong. And I was like, I don't want to be outside. I don't want to be here. It's cold. I came back. It's cold. They have the, you know, everything. But I just kind of had to laugh at myself in the situation. And also, you know, when you're about to do something really big in life, like, you know, there's always barriers, and you just have to keep on pushing. And here you are, you know, giving me good energy, you know. So I'm happy. I'm very thankful for you and for Ryan, and to be able to work with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I myself feel as a pleasure that I am working with such amazing people, because you know that writing book, that itself is great. I keep on telling all of my clients whenever they say that, hey, Josh, I think we're too old enough for this. But I say that a person who keeps on writing, he's never old. The person who stops writing or stops reading, he's the person who's getting old. And more than that, the people who are working towards all these sort of guides or motivational books or the books where they're helping others, that is something where people have my utmost respect, because as I mentioned that in today's world, you won't find much of helping hands. And even if I am going through something, I would need to understand, or I am the first user experience of that particular thing. So I would want to get help from one place or the other. And that's when people like you come into place to help us understand and go through these situations with ease. So I really want to thank you on behalf of every person who's going to be reading the book as well.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I want this. My goal, what do I see? So my goal, I would like to sell 1 million copies before I launch it. And then I want it to be a bestseller.
Absolutely.
I used to have, I'm already a best-selling author. I had a publisher, and my publisher went under without telling me. So I decided that for this project, I would self-publish, and I would work with amazing people, you know, like, to do, because, I mean, I understand what's entailed in this, that's why I really respect you and Ryan and the team, because I know it's a lot of work, but that's why I tried to put together, like, a very tight manuscript, so that it's not really stressful for anybody. It's almost ready to go, but I know I'm not infallible, of course. There's still a bit of editing, like the title, like, it was actually longer yesterday, but yeah, like, I'm so excited, but I want it to be, like, the book, because everybody needs it, because, like, especially autism, it's a $1 trillion business. Like, I also have a business plan, and if, like, we could put a copy of the book in everybody's hands, like, you know, we could be helpful and we could be prosperous, so that's my intention.
Absolutely, and we're going to be putting everything together as well to ensure that whatever your goal is, we help you together to achieve your goal. So we will be on top of it, and at any point you need any sort of help from our end as well, be it like anything in terms of publishing or anything like that, you can always let us know as well, and we'd be happy to help you reach your goal.
I'm so excited. Like, it's literally, like, I would say that this is divinely orchestrated. Because I was literally on Ryan's site, and then, like, he disappeared like a genie or something. I don't know. Yeah.
No, I can understand. I can understand. But we will be moving forward from here. And just one thing that I wanted to understand a bit more as well is, so you mentioned that how would you rate your manuscript at this point? Like, what percentage of completion is it at right now? And what is that particular part where you would want to look forward from our end? And before I get your answer, let me just give you an idea as well, that we work, we have two types of editing that we complete. the file either needs the line editing where we just work on basic grammar fixes, and the other thing is the developmental editing where we work on the flow and structuring as well. And before we proceed ahead with either of the two, we always recommend our client to go ahead with an editorial report which we share with the clients. So the editorial report will have a sort of SWOT analysis where we're going to be telling the clients that, hey, this is the strengths, these are the weaknesses, and this is the area where we suggest working on. So then it depends on the client. If the client agrees, we proceed ahead with the editing based on the editorial report, or if there are a couple of points mentioned in the editorial report and the client only wants to move forward with one or two, then we proceed ahead that way. So how would you want to move forward, or what your idea would be?
So I think, like, I even have, like, I think more so it's like I want to avoid like any repetition.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing. So repetition of certain points, sometimes they do kind of repeat themselves. So maybe I want to deal with that. And then I think it's also like the structure. I already edited it in the structure that I want.
Uh-huh.
So like the structure is already there. Like I've done spell checks and stuff like that, but obviously I know I would have missed some stuff. So I mentioned that there are about 800 points. Like, I was kind of tired, so obviously I want to check, like, that I didn't put, like, 723 twice, you know what I mean? Like, that it flows properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, like, I've actually, like, written the manuscript in the structure that I see that it should be read, but I'm open to suggestions like, hey, Ingrid, maybe this should be here or that should be there type of thing. But I edited it in the format where, like, you know, I would feel like it's ready to go, but I think it needs to be, like, maybe a little bit tighter. Like, I think maybe I repeated myself, or maybe not. Maybe it's good. I don't know. But,
That's your point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I got you. So in that case, I think I personally would suggest as well that we work on the editorial report first, where I will have my team review the whole manuscript and then share
okay.
their findings, where they're going to be sharing the strengths, the weaknesses, or the areas where we can work on. It could be possible that the book is absolutely perfect and it just requires line editing, where we're just going to make like minor changes. And it could be possible as well that there could be one or two pages where developmental editing would be required. So before we go forward with any particular thing like line editing or developmental editing, and later down the road we realize that, hey, I think we should have gone through this way before. So I think editorial report would save us time as well and would be a wise decision. So I can have that started as soon as I get the manuscript from your end, and let me guide you how we're going to move forward from here. So
okay.
I have shared an invite with you. And you would need to sign up on the portal, and you might have received an email as well to sign up on a portal. I can walk you through from there. Are you able?
Yeah,
to
let me go in front of my computer. Hang on for a second. So then, like, yeah. So I have to this. So I upload the manuscript to the portal. And what format do you want it to be in?
Do you have a Word format, that is the best for us.
Word? Okay, one second. So let me do this as I'm on the phone with you, because it's open in front of me.
Sure. I'm all here.
Okay, so this is the last email, right?
Yep, there's going to be a second last email as well. So there are going to be two emails. The first email would be asking you to get started or to sign up from Creative Design Agency.
Okay, one second.
Sure.
Hey, get started?
Yep. Do you see that?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm on the portal.
Yep, sounds good. So you're signed in?
Yes.
Perfect. And once you sign in, you're going to see multiple options on the top, and there's going to be option where it says messages or inbox. Do you see that?
Okay. Sure. Messages. Okay. I click on that.
Yep. And once you click on that, it's going to route you to a message with the subject, welcome on board. Do you see that?
Yes. Do I open that?
Yep. Click on that once. Now you'll be able to review my whole message.
Okay. Client, that's weird. So client me. Oh, so you want me to fill out the questionnaire?
Yep. So you just have to fill out this questionnaire. Let me guide you what I would be needing is. I would be needing this questionnaire as well as the manuscript.
Oh.
And
so,
once you share it out. Sure.
Did you see this form?
I'm sorry, can you come again?
Is it possible for you to give it to me like as a fillable form, or like where I could put in my information? Because I don't have a scanner. I don't have a printer.
Absolutely. Let me guide you how you will be able to fill this form. So once you download this form on your system and you open that form, it's going to give you an option right after opening the form and on the top, which is going to say enable editing. So once you click on enable editing, you will be able to fill that out without scanning.
Okay, 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, I'm with you.
Perfect. Is the form downloaded in your system?
Yes. I've Okay, so I put in my name already.
Yep, so you're able to fill the form?
So I put in my name. Okay, so now book detail. Okay, author name.
Yes, so you just have to fill this out. I'm on the same call. You can fill it out while we're on the call.
Okay, good. So here, like, you know, the total page count, I'm not sure.
You can leave that. That is perfectly fine.
Okay.
You can just fill the details that you were able to fill, and I'll take care of the rest.
So, where it says, like, what's the current status of my book,
mm-hmm.
can I just put it in bold in red because there's no, like, checkbox?
Yep. You can just type it and highlight that or whatever suits the best.
Okay. Oops. So, my book is a complete manuscript.
Perfect. You can highlight that in that case or just type it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm done the questionnaire.
Yep, so you're done filling out the form?
Yes.
Perfect. And all you have to do is just save the form in your system and I'll guide you how you can reply back.
Okay, and a second file. Okay.
Perfect. Now go back to the same portal, the message which you were reading.
Yes.
Perfect. And just at the bottom of the message, you're going to see an option which says add reply. Do you see that?
It just says comments.
Okay, click on back once. I think you've opened the file, which is why it's going to be asking you to comment on that file. So once you click on the back option, you will see the whole message again.
Add message?
Give me a second. I think it's not on add message. You will be able to see the file which says the subject which says welcome on board. Do you see that?
So welcome on board, okay.
Yep. Click on that one.
Okay.
Click on that once.
Add reply. Okay, I see it.
Yep.
How do I upload a form? Attach a file. I see it. Okay, one second. Um, Oh my God, I don't even know where I set my file, where I save it. Okay. File. Save as. Bear with me. Thank you for your patience.
No worries at all.
Okay. Do you want the manuscript in the same email?
Yep. If you can share it in the same email, that would be good.
Okay, one second.
Sure.
Okay, so that's done. Hang on.
Sure, sure.
How do I hit send?
You need to type a one-liner message as well. Without that, the system won't allow you to post your reply. So you attach your file. It
sorry,
just write
your name
a one-liner.
Is Josh?
Yep.
Okay, then. Okay, so post my reply?
Yep, post your reply.
I've done that.
Sure, let me refresh. Hello, Josh. Please take care of my baby. I've got your files. Let me review if anything's missing. Perfect. Thank you so very much, Ingrid. I have gotten the reply, and I'll surely take care of the baby. And let me guide you. When can you expect the next drop? So the team takes 3 to 4 business days to review the book and then prepare the editorial report. So that is going to take approximately 6 to 7 business days for the team to work on the editorial report, and I will be sharing that with you.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Perfect. And I'll keep you posted if anything else is required, or if you require any sort of help, you can just simply reply back to this email, and I will be more than happy to help.
So do I log? Is there a way for me to log out, or does it log out automatically?
It can get logged out automatically once you cross it out, so that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
And would there be anything else that I can help from my end at this point of time?
No, I feel very, wow, I can't believe this is, this is so awesome. Like, I'm an interactive multimedia specialist by trade, so I'm so excited that I got this done. This is so cool.
Perfect. I so am excited for this project as well, and I'll stay in touch. Thank you so much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great
Have
day.
Have a nice weekend. Okay,
you
take
as well.
Care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.